good evening.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. We're that kind of night now.
Again. Good evening.
Good evening. Episode 9, wow.
Yeah.
Right?
2 months of consistency.
Has it already been two months?
Just flew. Time flew.
Wow.
Time flies when you're having fun. Yun pa sila.
And another thing that's exciting, right? In the span of a week, we've actually booked, upcoming guests?
3-4 surprise guests.
I'm really excited.
Really happy and actually not so surprised that they were the first choices than yes.
Yeah.
But really kanang hopeful na kanang we'll give justice to the conversations.
True, kaya, you know, true.
They'll be the first ones among many.
Yeah.
Of guests. So, I mean, salamat daan.
We have a long list of people that we wanted to invite. And, you know, these upcoming guests are part of that list that we've always wanted to have on the show and on the podcast. So,
correct.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Bantay lang muka tong mga gaka-mention sa...
Yeah.
sa podcast. So, mag-reach out kami sa inyo, ha?
True.
Eventually. Na
true.
You'll probably be a guest of our show.
And, It's also nice kay we will finally get to hear, you know, their part of stories, their part of history, what happened, what's going on with their lives right now.
Yeah.
And I'm also looking forward to, reaching out to more. Wala lang talaga oras kay syempre.
Of course.
You know, we still have a lot of things in between. Yeah, speaking of things in between, what's going on? What's up? What's up for this week for you?
Well, for this week, of course, hectic. Okay? We're going to the, you know, pre-Christmas season. And then obviously all the preparation behind that. And then, mga bakasyon ng mga tao. So, you know, you have to take care of the work part. Now. So it's mostly 80% is work and, you know, making sure the backlogs are out and, obviously glad that we're doing the podcast again, as I mentioned, as a sort of our weekly therapy of some sort.
True.
You know, and getting aside from getting stuff done, getting stuff said, obviously. Yeah,
that's a very interesting point, Kay. It is a therapy session for the both of us.
Having
this podcast, Kay, we take our minds off of work and, you know, everything else that you know, might have stressed us. And speaking of stress as well, I receive I wouldn't say a terrible news, but sad news for me because the manager that I was hoping to come back to is leaving the company.
Is leaving?
Oh, yeah. No.
Was this the one on maternity leave?
Yes.
Oh.
So it sucks because I knew from, I had this feeling that she won't be back.
Yeah.
But it sucks to receive the news and have the confirmation that she's leaving for another.
She's actually leaving.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's heading another analytics team or the data science team of a startup here in UAE.
Right.
But yeah, I'm 100% sure she'll rock that position, but that also means I'll miss her and, you know, all the teachings that she has imparted. So
yeah,
God bless her and her family and her new career. But yeah. Let's see what the conversation goes.
Correct. Speaking of leaving, I've been witness to many movements, obviously in most companies in the UAE, especially ours. Yeah. You know, once you see people leave, they usually just, you know, there's always a choice whether you want to stay on or leave, but it's hard when your colleagues leave for, you know, for good. Because there's that really strong sense of, especially when we're working with other nationalities, that's that really strong sense of like, hey, we've been through like really tough times together and we're, you know, busting it out. So,
and also in relation to that, the good news is the job market is, you know, very much alive.
Yeah. Very optimistic.
Very optimistic as well. So in fact, this week I received maybe 3 or 4 offers.
Wow.
Invitations for interviews and have never had that many before. Just, you know, an hour ago I was responding to a message on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And the person who contacted me was from the same company who also contacted me like 2 days ago. So they were really in need of someone similar to my profile. And
yes.
I had to, you know, respectfully decline because I'm still happy.
You're working. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm still happy.
I'm still happy
happily in contract with.
Yeah. Maybe in the future, who knows? But yeah, for now, I like the stability and, you know, I'm getting used to the workload and, you know, having this podcast in between the weeks. So,
It's working out.
Yeah,
it's working out for you.
I'm not trying to disrupt any stability that I have now.
Correct.
Especially on the way to the holidays. So
yes.
There's
a lot to think about. Like holidays has always been kung sa Pinas, you know, our holidays back in the day. Man, the all that food coma, obviously
I miss the food. I miss the parties that we had to go to with the different circles that we belong to. Then lahi ng Christmas parties,
schoolmates, katrabaho, best friend,
exactly.
Ex.
Yeah, I really miss those. Even though back in the day, hate is a strong word, but I'm not really keen on going to church and like really, really early.
Magsimbang gabi.
But now I kind of miss it.
That's true.
You know, we're here, but I think that's part of life. You always miss what, you know, you realize that you don't have it anymore.
Yeah, correct. So, kumbaga, let's roll it back. I mean, today has been quite a lot of like current things that's happening between us at work and obviously in UAE. Take me back again to like in our childhood. What were some of the memories that we had with the screen? Like before, when we had a television, this was not the flat screens of now.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, and a good segue to what we were planning to talk about this week is. Yeah. I saw the documentary. I think it was a documentary on Netflix. Called the movies that made us, and it was a feature on different movies. Who were popular back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And even some in the 2000s, I think. So movies like RoboCop, movies like, what was it? Jaws, movies like Friday the 13th.
Freddy Krueger, Halloween.
And so the interesting thing there are, you know, some stories there that, for example, one, you know, there were accidental scenes that were not supposed to be in the movies, but they kept it in.
Okay.
So things like that. And, you know, casting actors were not really popular during the time.
Right.
But they did. And after the movie, they become really,
cult classics.
Yeah,
they had cult following. Yeah.
Yeah. So when I watched those, I the first thing that came to my mind was, wait a minute. We had a lot of TV shows, back in our childhood days, and
we had a lot of time.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's also maybe this is something we will be talking about later on. Yeah. Is, you know, the difference of the choices and the variety of entertainment we have.
Yeah.
Today.
Definitely. Yeah.
As opposed to before.
Consuming today as before. Yes.
Right.
Agreed.
Because the how should I say this, the limited number of options of entertainment that we had before made us also appreciate those shows.
Yeah.
Every time they come up on television.
The schedule,
exactly.
Yeah.
And you have molded your lifestyle according to those schedules. So, for example, you know, the Friday nights of X-Men, or you know, the
Power Rangers,
Exactly. You have the Sunday morning of Flying Book.
Flying House.
Superbook. There you go.
Superbook.
Yeah.
Flying House. Yes, that's the one.
Yeah. So
I had the sound in my head. So yeah.
Yeah. So those are interesting things to talk about. And it would be nice to, you know, to know, not only for ourselves, but also for the listeners, like what did you guys remember, you know, during that time?
Oh my God.
Let's start with those. Exactly. The Sunday favorites.
God. Really,
What was it again? Superbook?
Yes.
And Flying House?
Yes.
First of all, can you remember what the difference was between the two?
Yes.
All right.
Welcome to the land of Jerusalem. Jesus is here in the temple.
Oh, yeah. That was with the
robot.
Robot. And this was Flying House?
Flying House.
Okay.
And super. Okay, please fact check me.
Yeah. I'm going
Flying
to.
Flying House.
But fire away.
Flying House is New Testament.
Oh.
Super book is Old Testament.
Oh, was
if
it?
I'm not, I might be wrong. But where that robot with the turn my key, I'm getting weak. Because you have to turn his back.
Oh, yeah. They had the wind up.
Yeah, then the wind up robot. And then the dog.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. But I didn't have a favorite. What's the difference?
All right. So, Flying House, originally known in Japan. So,
yes.
Is an anime television series produced by Tatsunoko Productions broadcast between April 1982.
God.
That was all. At the same time. Yeah, the Philippines were especially mentioned in the in the Wikipedia.
Yes.
So in the Philippines, reruns of the show were broadcasted on GMA Network.
Yep.
In 1992.
They syndicated it, I guess. Yeah,
and on ABS-CBN in 2015. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
I remember the 1992 part because you're right. Every Sunday or in the morning, you'd see that's how you got to know what the Bible looked like aside from reading it.
Yeah.
Is it right? Is it like Old Testament, New Testament, or
it didn't mention here. So it says series begins in the middle of a game of hide and seek between a boy named Justin.
He had a name.
Yeah, Justin and Angela.
Yes,
and they have this little brother, the little kid, who looks like Baby B, by the way.
Who's always crying?
Who's always crying? Yes. Okay, there you go. There is the okay.
Okay.
Here we go. So, but in the meantime, they witness and participate in numerous events in the Bible's New Testament.
There you go. Is this the Flying House or Super Book?
So this is the Flying House.
There you go.
So, numerous events in the Bible's New Testament, from John the Baptist's birth to the rise of Apostle Paul.
Apostle Paul.
Yeah. Wow.
Man.
Really love that show.
I remember them landing in Gethsemane. They landed in Golgotha. Like they had this like teleport powers, and that robot was really annoying. Like, where are the disciples?
he would
just keep yapping.
Were they dubbed in Tagalog?
It
was English.
It was
right?
In English.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And then the professor was he was always bumbling. Like the professor was always, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Superbook was the robot. I remember in Philippines it was so popular that Naima Club. You remember there was a club wherein you could get together as kids and then you would get mail from them. You remember? I used to get mail from them.
Yeah, I do. I did too.
Yeah. Because like the really cool child Christians we were. We used to go to events before.
So remember? Both Flying House and Superbook had a robot cast.
Okay.
And then for Superbook, I'm reading here, Chris Quantum is your typical middle school student. And then his best friend is named Gizmo.
Yes.
And is, you know, another best friend named Joy into the mix and Recipe for Adventure.
Yep.
And they travel back in time on the journey throughout the Bible. So I think it's just, you know, generic.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Generic history through the Bible while Flying House was really focused on New Testament. Yeah. Awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, I really liked those shows. And it, you know, it really was so fascinating to a point wherein you never miss those. Always every Sunday you would go.
This is what I'm saying is that our times, our days were molded because of these shows.
Yes.
Like we know that at this particular time the show would pop up. We would have to sit down, whatever snacks that we have, we have it.
We had it.
And then we watch.
And
right.
Then, and then Padong Panyodto, we would go. I mean, we didn't really have a choice, okay? Most of our uncles or atong parents would watch GMA Super Show. That was the only thing.
So what were you know. Yeah, so that's a good transition. So
GMA Super Show was for me was the only show.
We have the variety shows.
Yeah. The noontime variety shows.
Noontime variety shows. Okay, here we go. So noontime TV shows. Let's find out lunch date.
Yep. That's correct. That's
right. So lunch date. We have Orly Mercado, Rico J. Puno. Wow.
Yes.
Tony Rose Gaida.
Oh, yeah. Tony Rose.
Tony Rose.
Old school.
San Linggo na po sila.
Kina. Yeah. Apo. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Apo and, you know, the whole gang.
The whole gang.
That was also interesting.
Remember katong before na I Ready Get Set Go katong asa si Michael V before they had this game show in I think ABC5. Not sure if you watch ABC5 even.
Not really
good shows also, and you know that was like in between the noontime shows, like mga game shows like Battle of the Brains. Remember that?
Yeah.
RPN.
I think for me, noontime show has always been either
I think lunch date or
Eat Bulaga for me.
For you, Eat Bulaga.
Damn,
for
man,
me, lunch date. It was lunch date, and that's it. That how to say it? That's not that's entertainment, but keto Sunday Super Show, GMA Super Show. That was, you know, with Kuya Germs and friends.
Man, Eat Bulaga. That's how many decades now?
I don't know. More than 30. I guess 30 plus.
And
I think
it was lately I realized, and you know, you sometimes you ignore these shows because they're there for, you know, the rest of your life, and you're like, you thought that's they are always there.
Yeah.
But then I realized how rich these people are. Like if you think about Vic Soto,
absolutely.
Joey, what's his family name?
Joey De Leon.
Joey De Leon. Damn, these
Tito Sen.
Yeah.
Imagine transitioning from an actor, singer, and then becoming a senator of the Republic of the Philippines.
Yeah,
and,
man.
You know, living your life from Eat Bulaga to the highest highest legislative body of the government. So, come on.
So, we have Eat Bulaga, and we were in today's noontime TV shows. And after that, what do? We take a nap?
Patulgunta. For sure, yeah.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
And then, matulog ta. Mm-mm. And then when we wake up, there are the
4:30.
The Ang TV.
Yeah. yes.
Did we ever talk about your Ang TV career?
No, we're skipping that. So every 4:30.
Every 4:30, right?
Sayo manguli kay, you know, we'd watch Ang TV.
Oh yeah, so for all the listeners Ang out TV. There. So that was Mike here is too humble to admit it, but he used to be part of the Ang TV crew the local how do you call that?
Like a regional thing.
A regional branch, I would say. Now I remember. We talked about this.
Unofficial merch.
But we didn't air the episode. Yeah.
Regional. It's regional ABS. So
regional ABS.
So they were scoping talents, and there were very few in the.
How many shows did you shoot with them?
Two or three. I mean, it was good. Yeah, with the jokes and stuff, and yeah.
Okay, so tell me again, and for the benefit of all our listeners, tell me again who you met during this time.
I remember all of them. I met Jolina, Jolina Magdangal, Patrick Garcia, I think.
Was Jolina that small before? Because she's short in
person.
She's
small, yeah. Yeah. She's really small. But yeah, she looks okay. I mean, she's not like actress wow, but she looks okay. But she's Jolina, obviously.
And she was popular back then.
She was just okay.
When I saw her, I think I saw her in Cebu.
Yeah.
And she passed by. Yeah, she didn't look like an artista.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
in a scale of like 1 to Isabel Granada.
Oh dude, yeah, let's
That's the standard, you know, the artista. you know, appearance. So yeah,
but okay. I bet Patrick Garcia was good looking.
He's a guy, so he's just like, you know, doing his thing and being just guapo on the side. So I really didn't care about him. John Pratt was there. CJ Ramos was there. The small, you know, the small kid.
Is this is a CJ Ramos who was
the dancer, the small dancer, the kid with the.
I know a CJ Ramos who now works at
probably
Killer B. Is that the same CJ Ramos?
Probably him. Yeah.
I don't
know. Small boy.
Okay.
It was fun because, you know, you're obviously not an actor, or you're not a child actor or whatnot. But you blended in because you were a kid, you were having fun. So it was a really good experience.
And what did you do? Did you like get into the skits, the singing?
Two skits, three song numbers, silly dance number.
Okay.
And a lot of like choreography, because you have to choreograph everything. They have to, you know, it's like a show. It's like you take turns.
Did you remember how much you got for it?
How much
the pay was?
Pay was okay. I mean, it was like 10. It was, I think, 10 for the whole thing. It was like 10K at the time. 10K was a lot of money.
Dude, really?
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah.
That was a lot of money back then.
Yeah. It was like per dime, and then you've got, and then some. So
was it? Right. Wait, I'm curious. Was it a payment for like the three episodes, or like
it was for the whole thing? It's for the whole thing. Yeah, for the whole freelance thing. It was freelance. They never, that project got shelved, obviously, because the regional, they were trying to showcase different talents from the different ABS-CBNs, from Cebu, from Metro Cagayan, from Davao. So we had friends from Cebu, like Ang TV Cebu had Beverly, which I really liked, and you know, I think we had a good connection, I'd say. Well, we were good friends. And then we had friends from Davao, and then from Iloilo even. Like, really, yeah. Really cute. Like, mostly girls. I mean, the ratio there was like, we were at like 1:4. Mm. So it was a party.
What's it like shooting these episodes where, like, I mean, obviously you were a kid, so there, I would imagine your parents, most of the parents would be there, you know, to...
But the fun part was my parents were not there because we shot this in Davao.
Oh, okay.
I flew solo with my RM, with my road manager. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. And then you go, like it's really the, you know, hotel, and then it's hotel nightly, and then you go out, you practice, and then you come back home, and then it's all eating, and it's like a mad... It's like, you know, you're...
Did you have a crush back then?
Of course, yeah.
Who is it?
Beverly was my crush. I mean, like the one from Ang TV Cebu, just the mestiza.
Oh, okay. So she's a regional artist.
Yeah, but there was an Ang TV Cebu.
Yeah, like, I remember regional. That. Yeah.
And she was like the like their Anne Curtis, something like that.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I think we wrote back a couple of times after that. We were writing to each other. So, and then, you know.
You mean letters?
Letters, yeah.
Yeah, kids who are listening, we didn't have email back then. Mm-hmm. We used to write letters.
We were cavaliero. We were cavalier with our words.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take them back. You can't unsend emails.
And how do you write letters? You grab a piece of paper,
yep,
or a stationery.
Yes.
And you write with your hands.
Yeah.
You put it on an envelope.
Yes, but first you practice your handwriting.
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't care for my handwriting back then.
Your handwriting really looks like shit.
Oh, yes, I can say that up until now, man.
Up until now, I can attest.
Yeah, you can attest to that.
That got you somewhere, mate. So that's great.
But you wrote
your words.
Yeah, I wrote it.
You know.
And also, this is a tangent now, but we wrote letters. Yeah, we wrote letters, and when I discovered, you know, the version of blogging was early 2000s, I think.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, I would
Blogspot?
Yes, Blogspot, man. My friend. And I would stay up at night just, you know, pouring out whatever thoughts or whatever emotions you have.
Was that Dorkster Dave Blogspot or no?
I forgot.
Me also. I had one really controversial Blogspot, which had a really long name, which was like my full, like it's the name of the blog confesses my love to somebody. It's just a very silly blog. I'm so glad that they shut it down.
All right, we're going into tangents here.
Yes.
All right, so that's your Ang TV.
That was the Ang TV experience. It was short lived, but it was it was that, you know, there was no sequels. It was a good thing. Yeah. Got me somewhere because, you know, you sort of like, well, you had it in you, but, you know, just it is what it is.
I know you don't like to bring this up, but I always find this funny that Buloy teased you before.
Every damn time.
Gakatsawan ka ni Buloy because you also starred in one of the commercials by none other than Miss Sharon Caneta.
God.
And this was the super fairy.
God, it's just Buloy was just relentless. She would see me from a distance.
This was in grade school,
this
diba?
Yeah, this was going to first part grade school, going to high school. So, and you know, there's just one funny aspect of being noticed that you were, like, you were trying so hard not to do it, but you know, and then it becomes like, it goes viral. Back in the day, there was nothing viral. It was like, hey, you get teased every single day. I'm glad it happened because, you know, that's how we, you know, sort of that that part in time wherein, you know, me and Buloy would, you know, share a
moment.
A moment. A lovely, decent moment with Buloy. Candice Kabunok.
I promise I'm going to bring this the last time, but how long did you shoot that commercial?
That was fast because Sharon had to. Sharon was in and out, so chop her in, shoot her scenes, chop her out for next show. Like, it was very fast.
Okay.
Yeah. And the whole thing was just me giving her guitar.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, silly.
And what was she like in person?
Smelled good. She's
smelled good.
I was like, I was sniffing her. Yeah. Smelled good. Yeah. Smelled good. And she was she's you wouldn't really be able to act like in front of artistas. You would see them. They look slimmer in person. I mean,
she was slimmer back then. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
And I saw,
and when they edited like her scenes when she was tumbling around and flying, I was laughing because the whole whole jumping.
Yeah, it looked really awkward.
Ridiculous.
But yeah. Dude, I'm friends with a celebrity. That's awesome.
I'm just part of that, really, part of that era wherein they used to have commercials for boats.
All right. So let's move on to one of the most popular, I would say.
Okay. Fire away.
That's entertainment.
Ah, Kenny.
All right. Kenny.
Where our crushes were born.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So to all the kids who are listening to this, so That's Entertainment was your, let's say it's similar, well, not really similar, but the format was similar to what you now see as Showtime. It's Showtime in ABS-CBN.
Sort of like that, yeah.
Sort of like that. But it had, That's Entertainment had a gazillion artists in there.
GMA had a gazillion artists.
Yeah, and basically most of them, if not all, became megastars or superstars of the, you know, Philippine entertainment.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you have the host, Herman Moreno.
Kuya Germs. Yes.
And then I'm reading through the roster here. And, you know,
they have an actual roster. Okay.
Yeah. So, the original cast, right? Okay. So, you have Juston Alarcon.
Ah, yes.
The original Mr. Suave.
Tisui. Okay, go for it. So,
all right. You have Jojo Alihar.
Okay, na. Jojo Alihar, yes.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
Ramon Christopher.
Oh, Munching.
Munching.
See, they're casting mga mestizos, right?
Right? Cheryl Cruz.
My wife was named after that girl, man. Cheryl Cruz. God bless her.
Guys, seriously, if we talk about beauty back in the 90s, the definition of Chinita beautiful?
Yeah.
It'll be Cheryl Cruz.
She was that, you know, that was your go-to Chinita beauty. Yes.
And
totally.
At the same time, on the male side of things, ayan pa yung naparis. It's none other than Mr. Romnick Sarmiento.
Swak na swak sad.
Swak na swak bud.
Tall, dark, and handsome the prototypical.
Man, if what's their face?
With Romnick, the name.
Even the name, Jesus. What was I about to say? Daniel Padilla and what's her name?
Catherine Bernardo.
Nothing on Romnick.
Well, yes. In terms of popularity and like I'd say people would still talk about Cheryl and Romnick.
Yes, definitely. All right. I'll continue with the roster. Lot de Leon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You have Francis M.
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
Really,
Francis Magalona.
All right. Here's the kicker. All right. So
why do we have the kicker?
No, because I think this is the biggest superstar that was casted on the That's Entertainment.
Who's this?
None other than Miss Leia Salonga.
Was she there?
She was there, according to Wikipedia. She was there.
She was a cast?
Really interesting. Mm. Yep. And then, you know, other artists, you have Rufa Gutierrez.
Yeah.
Wow. Yorme was there.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Yorme was there?
Isko Moreno was there. Hold on. Really? I don't believe this.
I think so too. Isko was discovered by
Kuya Germs. Isko Moreno was there.
Yeah. He was discovered by Kuya Germs.
And Piolo Pascual.
Was
I
he?
Didn't know that Piolo. His name was not Piolo Pascual. His name was PJ Pascual.
Got it.
Yeah. Gladys Reyes, Judian Santos, obviously. Ian Veneracion.
Oh man, that's like the before when you were back in the day, 90s, when you are an artista, so to speak, you were really good looking. Like you can't be.
Yeah.
Like the standards were ridiculously high back then. Like you really cannot be an artista if you don't look a certain way.
Dude, there was no such thing as you become an artista because you won the. Like PBB.
Like a search. Or you're an influencer.
None of that shit.
No. It was like either you're guapo or guapa and that's it.
Yeah.
That was the only standard.
All right. So the Cruz sisters were here. Donna Cruz. Or not sisters.
Cousins. Sunshine Donna.
Yeah. Sunshine Donna was here. Yeah. Kimpi De Leon.
Ooh.
Yes.
Sangalan palang Kimpi. Son of Joey De Leon.
Wait. Hold up. Yeah. I just read the name
where
I had a big crush on this girl. Charmaine and Arnaiz.
Yes.
Man.
Is Beth Tamayo there?
Wait. Let me search. Is Beth? Yes, Beth Tamayo was here, man.
I really liked her. And I ended up marrying someone who looked like her. Because, you know, Cheryl looks a bit like Beth Tamayo. So I ended up, you know.
Rachel Alejandro.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Was part
Rachel,
of this.
Yes.
All right, let me quickly scroll through. Man, these were big stars.
Big stars, yeah.
Jano Gibbs? Really? Jano Gibbs was part of the roster, man. And dude, here you go. Isabel Granada.
Yes.
Man.
Can't miss, you know, that name is... If there was a lady artista that I would remember vividly in the 90s that... was like your like crush is Isabel Granada. That would be like,
I think
for me.
Granada was the introduction for me of a mixed race.
Was she?
Like
Castilla and Filipina?
I think so. Yeah. So her father was a Filipino chief marine engineer.
Yeah.
And her mom, Isabel Villarama, was a Spanish homemaker.
Got it. Wow.
So, man, those... I think she had blue eyes, if I'm not mistaken.
Brown eyes? Like, really nice eyes. Like,
damn, man.
Yeah, she was...
Isabel Granada.
One time, I think, I remember me. I was getting coffee in Starbucks in Cagayan. And she went with a friend, and they were in, like, fitness gear, like yoga pants and whatnot, and she just walked in, and obviously you were like, okay, of course you want to not try to, you know, see that there's an artista, but she was just so calm, and you know, she went in and she went out.
Vina Morales, obviously, she was also big during the 90s. Rufa Miquinto,
wow, like most of them transition into singing careers and all of that. Obviously they have really good teleseries also. Like they went for those afternoon or evening teleseries that were very popular. But I wasn't digging those because the drama ones, the teleseries, I was, you know.
Bro, how can we forget?
Who is this?
Miss Anna Rosas.
Oh, no. Andrea won't forget.
Yes. Was she in one of those Andrea movies?
I don't. Yes, of course. Yes, yes.
Was she?
Kumarakan ang Pangit was.
Was Anna Rosas?
Yes. He was even in one or few of the other tracks that
no, Andrea... no. It's not. It's Alabang Girls. There you go.
Wow. Anna Rosas.
Anna Rosas, man.
She looks and she sounds exactly how her name is said.
Yeah. Yeah. If this is the first time you're hearing the name Anna Rosas and it sounds really beautiful, just imagine that. Yeah. So it's a Spanish looking chick who's, yeah, it's just,
exactly,
I don't know how
to describe.
Exactly
same like when you say Marianne Rivera.
Well, yeah, like, that's true.
Like, that's like she looks like the Mother Mary, and she's Marianne, and she's Rivera. She's Spanish.
Bro, like, while we're on the Spanish...
The topic of Spanish, yeah. Okay.
Donita Rose.
Oh, yes. Sí, señorito. Yes, Donita Rose.
All right, so I'm pretty sure the people who are listening to this are also titos.
Yeah.
And they would appreciate these names. These
names
more than the kids.
These names really resonate to you because they were probably searching these names back in the old internet days. Before she was a popular VJ, she was. Yeah. You know,
so Donita Rose Ramos Cavett or Cavett was born in Utah.
Yeah.
December 1974.
Wow.
Excuse me. Moved to the Philippines when she was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And Filipino, born from a military officer,
yep.
American military officer, and a Filipino mother.
Wow.
Yep. And she was from That's Entertainment. Oh my God, the list is getting better and better.
Yeah, yeah. List that, the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, dude, do you remember Jennifer Sevilla?
Sevilla. Yeah, I remember her face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember another Sevilla, but that's like...
That's a different story.
That's a story for another podcast.
Oh, she was plenty cute.
She was?
Jennifer? I just remembered. I'm just looking at her picture now.
Some of them, you don't remember how they look like now, but they're...
Oh, dude, she was pretty.
She was pretty?
She was pretty.
Yeah. I remember Charmaine Arnaiz, and then she had a sister, I think, Bunny Paras, was it?
Oh, was she?
Yeah, Bunny Paras and Charmaine Arnaiz were like related. Yeah, Bunny Paras, yes.
Wait, let me see if... no, I was thinking of Rica Paralejo, but that's another generation, I think.
Probably,
that's a later generation.
Who's that? Jackie Forster was also like pretty. Jackie Forster.
Yeah, Jackie Forster was part of that. Dude, how do they get all these chicks?
They would audition. They would go to Kuya Germs. That was the, you
right?
know, yeah, they would get scouted by, you know, these.
Ooh, another hot tita.
Who?
Jean Garcia.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Jean Garcia. Yes. I had for some odd reason, I had the hots for Jelly de Belen. I don't know
she
why.
She was pretty really? Back then. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I really like. Over the Bacod, and that's how I like. I really had a huge crush on Jelly de Belen, like huge crush.
Yeah, so, I think she's one of those.
Over the Bacod. That's how I got my name, by the way. Mokong and Bubuli.
It was over the Bacod, right?
Yeah.
Jelly de Belen. She's one of those artistas. She might not be as pretty as. You know, some of her colleagues, but when you meet her, when you see her in person,
I think so. Yeah.
She's pretty.
Yeah.
All right. So, who else?
We're drooling over a list of these titas.
Yeah. A list of the titas now.
Yes.
Who else was here? Man, there's a lot.
There's a lot. Yeah. Went through like years of.
Assunta
talents.
De Rossi.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a crush also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Melissa Gibbs. So this is the
the sister of
Jonah Gibbs. Sister of Jonah Gibbs?
Yeah. Melissa Gibbs, yeah.
Dude, my cousin is here.
Who's your cousin?
Shirley Fuentes.
Mm. Shirley Fuentes is a mestiza also.
Yeah.
You should see that. Super mestiza. She's pretty.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Check that out. Yeah. She was hot.
She's probably your real cousin because you kind of your eyes kind of look like hers.
You're
probably related.
Yeah. No, I hope this is not her.
That's her
stage name. I mean, okay, being a Fuentes and all, but
let's see.
I would easily claim her as my cousin.
As a cousin. Yeah.
If this was her real family name, but damn, man.
Yeah, she had this combination beautiful. Of. Like, she's really pretty. Yes.
All right, who else were here?
Shirley Fuentes. Oh my God, that's so old school, man.
Right? This is what I'm saying. We're going into full on Tito mode. Just
so Tito, and then we're like finding them.
Yeah,
and,
this is.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's like yeah, she's really
right.
She's pretty. Yes.
I forgot how beautiful that lady was.
Yes. Obviously that. I like Rufa at some point, but she was really too tall, and you know she was.
Yeah.
There was a time when you kind of liked them, and they were like the artistas. They appeared in our notebooks. Remember before you had a notebook, like campus.
Oh yeah.
Campus
remember
notes.
Those? Yeah. God.
Like yeah.
Man,
you had a Romnick.
I remember. I didn't have one of those, but I think. My cousins had those.
I'm sure.
And I remember that
right
before the beginning of the school year, you have to go to the bookstores.
Or you have to go to Gaisano.
Or yes, exactly. Gaisano or Ororama.
Yes.
And you have to pick the notebooks that the notebooks of the artistas with the artista's face on them. You have to grab them because, you know, the famous ones like the Romnick Sarmientos and the
they
Cheryl
go
Cruz.
Really fast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Those go like hotcakes.
Yeah, they were really, really popular back then. Like the Gestonis and all that.
Yeah.
You remember that for sure.
All right, so.
God, Gaisano.
Man.
Gaisano kugun pa jud.
I'm still really. Oh, yeah. Bunny Paras was
Bunny
here.
Bunny Paras, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm still amazed at how many hotties. This show had back in the day.
Yeah. Speaking of hotties, remember Palibhasa Lalaki?
Oh, man. We're going into that.
We are going there now.
So I told you this before the beginning of the podcast.
Do it.
But I think, you know, just like the music industry of the Philippines, where I classified them as different faces. You have, you know, the OPM alternative, the show band, and the ballads of the 80s and early 90s. I think it's the same with you know TV shows where you know you had the wholesome. Comedy shows when Dolphy was there,
mm-hmm.
and you have the
Home Along the
Reels, those types. So those were the running primetime shows.
Yes,
and then I would call that like the wholesome and the family shows, family primetime shows.
Yes,
that I noticed when we were in probably early high school or late grade school.
Yep,
all the naughty shows came in. And Palibhasa Lalaki was one of those.
Was it a Tuesday night?
I think it was Tuesday
night before the news.
Yeah.
God, That was iconic.
So, you have an all-star cast with Joey Marquez, Richard Gomez.
John Estrada. Angel Liana.
Cynthia P. Amy Perez.
Yes.
Gloria
Romero.
The legendary Gloria Romero was there. The Guapings was there.
Yeah.
And I remember, and I think he was not part of the Guapings, but I think he was in...
Jaumapa.
Yeah. And a lot of girls were into Jaumapa during that time.
For some reason.
I think it's still the Jobo gut.
I was about to say the
butterfly hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And then beside the Gopings were the quote-unquote Kutings.
Yeah. Kutings? Yeah,
Kutings.
Who are the Kutings?
Dude, Rica Pairalao.
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rica, yes. Who else?
And this is, I think, I would say probably my top three celebrity crushes of all time.
Okay.
Lynn Seiko Studio.
Yeah. Yeah. She was in Ang TV, by the way. Yeah.
She was. Mm. She was, right?
Yeah. And I think one of the pioneer ones.
If you think about it, I think Ang TV was the kid version of That's Entertainment to some degree.
Like that segment or that caters to that age group.
Where you have the groups of child stars who later on became superstars.
Correct.
And apart from that, with the Palibasa Lalaki, there was also Lagot Ka Isusumbong Kita.
Mm, that was on a later part. And there was even, Wataman. Wataman was also Wataman.
And then you have, even the Agamulak shows.
Okidok.
And Okay Fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Those were also some of the naughty ones.
Why are we remembering these shows? I don't understand.
Dude.
You're just helping my brain cells right now.
All right. So let's reminisce what were in these shows.
Okay.
So you have...
Go for it.
You have funny lines, funny writing right from the get-go.
One-liners. Funny one-liners.
Yeah. And the slapstick jokes. The jokes that are really, really cheesy that makes you laugh every single time. Even now, I'm thinking about the jokes.
The kaplo sidekick has to be there.
Yes, there has to be a sidekick who's funny and who they can bully. The love interest. Yeah. You have to have those because obviously, Philippine entertainment wouldn't be complete without one.
Yeah.
And the hot chicks.
The guest hot chicks. Obviously, the meddling neighbors. You have the helicopter parents.
Yeah. You have the ugly friends.
Yeah. The ugly friends. Who are main casts. They're mainstays. They're not really guests.
Yeah. And you have to have a mature figure who has to, how do you call it? Discipline. The naughty ones.
But remember, going back to Palibasa Lalaki, what really was funny during their scenes was the cameraman or the gaffer would come in as an extra hand.
True.
Or come into the actual scene and,
Or manablig tubig.
Yes. Like, or manablig og kanang cornstarch.
Yeah, cornstarch.
Oh my God. Like, that's our definition of funny back then. It was just...
But dude... The hot chicks.
That was the draw. Yeah, that was the draw.
Seriously.
Yeah, and those guys had a field day. They were lifting them. They were.
Yeah.
It was not even chancing. That was this is the script. Like,
yeah, exactly. It was full on chancing. It's funny. It's funny because the chancing as a word, that is so Tito nowadays.
Look, we're not using that anymore.
We're not using that anymore.
Chancing. Yeah, well, I haven't heard that for years. Yeah.
Sugan ni mo menyanting.
Uy, copy. Chancing ke ka porto. Akakaran mura ka na naman. Style naman ka rin.
How do you... Yeah, I don't know.
Tito gina ko na nakita ang chancing.
Chancing mo.
Gabig pa nyansing. Nyansing, chancing. My God.
There is a very thin line between chancing and...
So, they were so popular back in the day that was not even... It was so okay for them to just grab girls and
I remember I think it was a Joyce Jimenez episode. I mean on either
Joyce Jimenez.
And when she popped out, she had that beautiful, angel looking face.
Fantasia ng Bayan.
That was her title, right?
Fantasia ng Bayan.
And I remember the cast of Palibasa Lalaki would take turns and giving her a long hug.
Yes. I remember that show wherein they were like, someone was sad and needed a hug.
Yeah.
Someone was, there was a problem. She received a message and got a hug from inexcusable.
I saw a couple of weeks ago, a couple of episodes with Lagot Ka Isusumbong Kita. And I think Maureen Larrazabal was there.
Yeah.
And Jesus, the cleavage, the short shorts, it was all there for display.
Yes.
And, you know, the rest of the sidekick hotties all were skimpy. Okay.
They were pretty too, so yeah.
They're all pretty, wearing skimpy outfits.
Maureen Lair as well. What a...
that name.
Yeah, that right? Name too, yeah.
And I also remembered shows wherein Maui Taylor were, you know, were invited, yeah. that group.
Speaking of Maui Taylor, remember there were also these, okay, there were also these very, non-chancing shows such as Tabing Ilog. Or,
well, yeah, that's a different
TGIS.
Genre. That's a different genre altogether, yes. Right? I mean, these are the coming of age.
Coming of age.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, shows. Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes, TGIS. Yes. And
so the Philippines, Dawson's Creek, something to that effect.
Yeah, exactly. I think Tabing Ilog was...
Your Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, like really was the Dawson's
copycat,
Creek.
Copycat, yes.
And I remember back in high school, I could not relate to Dawson's Creek because I wasn't watching the show. But, you know, every single high school girl was talking about it.
Basie and this one. Like, I really couldn't.
Yeah, I did. Neither did I watch too much of Tabing Ilog and TGIS.
Me too. Yeah.
I was really behind those shows. But yeah.
We never dug it because we were just so busy waiting for Palibasa Lalaki.
That is true. That is so true.
Because I did wait for the show. I mean, when I heard the song, I mean, they had this... which band was that? I think...
Hot Dogs was... No. It was Hot Dogs.
You know, this band that played their... Katawan, I think. It is Katawan, or, you know. But it was this theme for Palibasa Lalaki. That's a really old song.
Katawan.
Yeah. So the theme was like very...
Hagibis.
Jet Hagibis.
Pangalan palang daan.
Chansing.
Chansing.
Hagibis. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hagibis, yes.
Dude, those shows. Jeez.
We're old. I mean...
I don't care, man. Yeah. Those shows were quality, dude.
Yes.
I would watch them.
I think Amy Paris was there, right? Amy Paris was
there. Amy
like
Paris was there. And
the
I think...
Sister of Richard Gomez, I think, or yeah, Joey. Yeah.
I think this was the era where Amy Paris and
Bricks
were still married during this time.
Dude.
LJ Moreno was also there. I think that was the love team or the love interest of, what was his character's name? Anjo Eliones.
No, I think it wasn't. I know you. She looks like LJ, but this is the other girl. This is who Anjo eventually married.
Oh yeah, it wasn't LJ.
Check LJ. Like, you can search Anjo Eliones' wife. That's the girl. She was a looker also. She was like really, really proper. Like wife material. That girl.
Name?
Yeah, yeah. Just search Anjo Eliones' wife. Then you'll see.
Jackie Manzano?
Jackie Manzano. That's her. Jackie Manzano younger. Jackie Manzano Palibasa Lalaki.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Jackie Manzano, safe search off.
Palibasa Lalaki.
I'm kidding. I'm messing with you guys. This is a very... PG-11, PG-10.
Yeah.
That's her. So you would mistake her for LJ Moreno.
LJ Moreno is...
another show, I guess. LJ is GMA, if I'm not mistaken.
No, LJ Moreno is the wife of... basketball player.
Jimmy Alapag.
Yeah. The Mighty Mouse.
Yes. That guy.
Yeah, she's also beautiful.
Mm.
Mm.
I remember really looking out for those shows because I was so fond of the news also. So apart from watching TV Patrol, I would wait for The World Tonight.
What was with The World Tonight?
The World Tonight with Angelo Castro. This was the nighttime show. This is where the sports news was delivered by no other than our friend's dad, Paul Marquez.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was Paul Marquez in the World Tonight?
He was at the World Tonight.
He was the anchor.
He was the commentator for sports.
Oh, okay.
Remember the highlights for the Chicago Bulls, Jordan Pippen?
Yeah, he was the one delivering.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Mr. Paul Marquez.
Mr. Paul, yes. Oh, the OG?
OG, dude. That's an OG.
The dude's tall.
Yeah. I'm good looking as well. Jesus.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He would say, Paul Marquez, the world tonight. That was his spiel. And I was like, one day I'm gonna be that guy. Like, but every time.
Speaking of news shows, TV, I don't think there was anything apart from TV Patrol back then.
That was the shit. The TV Patrol was
That
was it. Like, you tune in. Like,
right. Yeah.
Like, someone died?
It wasn't even called the news. It was called TV Patrol.
Yes.
That was it.
So if someone died and it wasn't in TV Patrol, that guy never died.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. That's fake.
It didn't count.
It didn't count. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's TV Patrol. And it was always Noli and some other person. That's the whole thing.
What was her name?
Who was? What's her face?
Female anchor.
For TV Patrol.
Yeah.
Corina Sanchez.
Was it Corina Sanchez?
Yeah, it was always her. Yeah.
Was it her?
Yeah.
I thought it was
Melchanko?
Melchanko, yeah.
Back in the day, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it became Corina Sanchez.
Like, in a lot of iterations, like Karen Davila. And then Karen Davila came in. Of the other, yeah. But that intro, that you know that the news is coming, because intro was like...
You would sit down for it. Definitely.
Here we are.
After TV Patrols, especially on Friday nights. And guys, correct me if I'm wrong, if this was Friday nights, where, you know, the mainstream cartoons would come on.
Friday night.
Right?
I would not forget this, because this was after classes.
Yeah.
No assignments the next day, so Saturday you'd sleep in.
Yeah. It was the X-Men's, the...
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers was on a Saturday afternoon,
Was it a Saturday?
Yeah.
I remember the X-Men.
Yeah, the X-Men.
The original X-Men. The Uncanny X-Men.
Yeah, the Uncanny
X-Men. You would know the intro from the music, obviously.
Dude,
the...
were you watching Ghost Fighter?
Yes.
I think that was
Yu Yu
the first...
Hakusho, yes.
Yeah. I think that was the introduction to the first anime that I've ever watched.
I wasn't even into Naruto. I was only watching Ghost Fighter because of all the funny voices that I could come up with.
The funny voices.
Yes, yes.
It had good action scenes.
Yeah. Especially with Taguro he was always like economy of effort. He was giving you like, he was beating you up at 70%. Yeah. So imagine him beating you up at 100. Like, what would that feel?
What was
Yeah, he was very efficient. He would say, I didn't
get the idea of you know, qualifying the percentage of your energy to beat someone. He was just
a really big trash talker. He was like, gagamitin ko ang 50% ng aking lakas.
Sagda ang porsyento.
And then if he'd go for 100% and was like, this shit's going down.
Yeah.
Like, he's really gonna kill this guy.
Dude, another thing. These are cartoons before, which were, I don't know, which were popular, but to me, they were really funny that they were dubbed in Tagalog. Princess Ara and Sandy.
Yes.
I find these shows really funny.
My wife really loved Princess Sara and Sedi. I loved Sedi a lot. So,
oh, really?
Some of our common, like when we talked about nostalgia, it's funny because we talk about those.
Really?
Yeah. We crossed paths during those
times. Can you give me a synopsis of Sedi? Because I never watched the show.
Sedi...
He was a rich kid, right?
No.
Was he?
Sedi wasn't a rich kid.
I think I was thinking of Princess Sara.
Princess Sara was a
obviously
princess.
Obviously from the name. Yeah.
But Sedi, on the other hand, lived a really like hand-to-mouth existence.
Oh.
His mom and dad were shunned. So they were shunned from like the royal family. He was a blue-blooded. He's his dad is from England, Inglaterra. So he's actually a son of a or a grandson of a conde, so like a baron.
Okay, so this is why the Filipinos loved it, because it's an underdog story.
It's an underdog story.
Yeah.
He's an American who loved baseball a lot, and he never met his dad. Mom, I think, died at some point, and he was always this kid bullied, but he was so good, and he had very huge eyes, and he liked horses, and suddenly he was adopted to England, and then he met his grandfather, who was strict and rude to him because he didn't really know how to cope with it.
Yeah.
And then they ended up crying together because the grandfather broke down in a field of strawberries during one night, And then they kind of loved each other and the grandfather died. Oh,
dramatic.
Pathetically dramatic. But we dug deep, you know, yeah, in our pockets, yeah, for yeah.
No, I, no.
Sadie was like your
I completely, tragedy. Yeah. And now I understand, yeah, you know, the appeal of that show. It, yes, definitely, you know.
And if, he would play the flute, a really sad flute. And kids would cry. I'm like, why are you crying?
Speaking of crying.
Sad flute.
I remember as a kid, I cried so much on the Land Before Time.
Yes.
I cried at that
Mother?
Movie. Yeah. I was so destroyed.
Littlefoot? Yes.
I was so destroyed thinking that Littlefoot would be living with his grandparents instead of his mother.
Actual parents. Yeah. It was like Bambi, but in the prehistoric times. Look, I cried for the alien in Mac and Me.
Oh, yeah.
I cried because they were like, you can't do that to aliens. Not when we're kids. Don't do that to aliens.
Was it Mac and Me or was it E.T.?
This one was Mac,
yeah,
and
that
Me.
No, that's E.T.
No, this was Mac and Me.
No, that's E.T. Mac and Me was... Wait, hold on. Let's fact check this shit.
That's Mac and Me.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. The... Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. I'm wrong. You're right. That's Mac and Me. I don't know why I'm laughing at that soundtrack.
You'll be there.
That's a really nice song. That's a really nice song.
That's how you describe Mac and Me. If Mac and Me was a 10-second movie, that was that.
That is Mac and Me. And that was Mac and Me was the part where
he
found his alien parents, right? And they were sipping Pepsi,
yep,
cans.
Oh, was this? Yeah, sipping Pepsi cans.
Right?
Take me.
I don't know why I'm laughing at that soundtrack.
We will watch the movie again.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Let's pull a Romeo and Juliet on Mac and Me. We will review it, and then on the next one we'll talk about it. Yeah.
Wait. So what was Mac E.T.? Oh, okay. So I'm
E.T. the extraterrestrial. Yeah. Drew Barrymore. Yeah.
Drew Barrymore. Yeah. So I'm mixing. See, guy,
right? Yeah. They kind of look alike, and Mac and Me was like,
yeah,
like rip off. It was a rip from E.T.
Mac and Me was a hit, man.
Mac and Me was like, yeah. That song, really, I was like probably chopping onions.
And
I'm
looking at the cast and I don't recognize any of these names.
They're not popular at all. But you know, that show, you cannot take an alien from a small kid. Like, you just can't. You can't do it. I mean, you just, there was no room for that. You know, you can't cancel Aliens back in the day.
Yeah.
Because you'd cry. Yeah. We cried. I cried also in Homeward Bound when the dogs...
Oh, yeah. I remember we watch Homeward Bound
in the movie theater. Yeah. And it
that was
packed.
That was a film showing...
requirement.
No.
Film showing. Homeward Bound. Yes.
What do you call back then in grade school when we... film showing, field trip.
Cutting classes.
Field trip, yeah.
Field trip.
Where every single one of us would go to...
Where?
To a movie house.
That was like a film... Yeah, was it a field trip? Like, were teachers there? I don't think so.
I remember in grade school, we had two field trips where we went to Sky High, or one in Sky High maybe.
Yeah.
And we watched a show. I think it was Homeward Bound or some other movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
so
Free Willy. Like something.
Oh yeah, Free Willy.
Free
was
Willy
one
was
of them.
One. Anything with animals, like,
yeah.
Like a teacher would figure out, like, are there any movies this year that animals are cast?
Yeah.
Because we'll probably take our students there and do a film review.
Yeah. So classmates, batchmates,
I don't know, Free Willy.
Let us, you know,
was Casper required? I don't think Casper was required.
No, I don't think Casper was required, but I remember there were a lot of us who
ears were bleeding.
Yes, me too. That dance scene where Devon Sawa came out, that was ridiculous.
It was loud.
To be honest, he's not that good looking, by the way.
Yeah, but when he transformed from a ghost to a person,
the ghost was way cuter.
The Ghost was funnier also. Yeah. When the song came out, right? Every now and then.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
the people
that was...
were like, holy shouts. I remember the loudness in that.
Who sang that song? Was it Christina Aguilera?
A special friend. No. Not popular, I think, now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus. It's
like, really. Remember Me This Way. That's the title of the song.
Remember Me This Way.
I'll make a wish for you.
You know what's odd? speaking of movies, you know what's odd?
Yep.
I went with Brian Montesa to watch Titanic.
You did?
Yeah. It was full.
Yes. We were sitting in at the stairs. Yes.
In the stairs, and it was really...
Yeah.
It was really sticky. And... Cool ba kayong sinian sa unan kay maski puno kay... So doon nga
po ka. Muna jeep. Gani ba? Ikaw po eh.
Oh.
Oh, sibug-sibugi lang.
And people didn't mind, by the way. Right?
It was like you know, you were in the proper seats that you paid for, and then those who paid also to come in sat on the stairs.
Yeah, and people didn't mind, really.
Didn't care. What they only minded was, don't like take a leak like before the show, and then don't keep popping out.
Yeah.
Because they don't like your head, you know,
popping
out.
Yeah.
Or else you'll be called... Wanted outside.
I'm trying to remember the movies that we watched together as a class or...
Yeah. But remember the commercials that we used to watch before the actual movies. We used to get forced to watch a lot of the Marca Leon commercials.
Speaking of commercials, there were a lot of iconic ones as well.
Yes. Okay. Fire your, the ones that you recall.
The ones that I recalled. Was it Happy Birthday, Piolo? Or something else?
I Love You, Piolo.
I Love You, Piolo.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I Love You, Piolo. The one with...
Tony Gonzaga.
The Jollibees were always memorable.
They were always great. Yeah.
Especially with Sharon Canetas.
Remember the hot dog commercials?
Which one?
Dear Diary.
Carla
sat beside
me today. Yeah. What else was there? Remember Fido Dido?
Of course.
Was it pronounced as Fido Dido? Or Fido Dido? Or Fido?
I didn't care. Fido Dido was the shit back then.
I used to draw him because he was the easiest character to draw.
Triangle, flat.
Hair, upstairs.
God, he was iconic.
He was really iconic. What else?
There was a ton of things. I remember Fido Dido clearly because that used to be...
Dude, Karen po.
Yeah. The McDonald's commercials was Karen po. Yeah, yes. The nawawala si Jennifer.
Nawawala si Jennifer.
I don't know who used to tease. Someone used to get teased for that, right? Who cares about Jennifer? Lose your doll. Go buy a new one.
Bitch, no one cares.
Yeah. No one really cares about your silly Jennifer, wherever she is. Maybe she's...
Wait, are we gonna...
dead.
God damn it.
Just in, Jennifer has been found lifeless in a creek.
Yeah.
More news development to follow. Yeah, Nawawala si Jennifer was there. Of course, the other... there's a lot of funny commercials that we used to... Yeah,
there was iconic ones.
Remember the Dunkin' Donut commercial came out on the radio that we used to tease our teacher back in... we had a teacher before back in high school that we used to tease him. He was the one who sang...
Oh, yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Was it Dunkin' Donuts or was it the hotel one?
No, the Dunkin' Donuts. Palmar. That teacher.
Look at Palmar. Yeah. Palmar also sang the...
People Stay,
right?
Nah, he didn't.
He didn't?
I
always thought...
The thing was, they said it was Apo Haiking who sang that. That was the urban legend.
Dude, I always thought that Palmar sang People Stay.
No.
Are you sure?
Really? No, I'm sure. I thought it was Apo Haiking. People Stay in Cagayan. That was not him. But Dunkin' Donuts was like...
Yeah, I know Dunkin' Donuts. He sang it.
Yeah.
I don't think Apple sang the People Stay.
No, they didn't. It was that was the urban legend. Yeah.
People Stay. All right. So commercials. bag of nips.
What dude, goes on in a bag of nips?
I love you, Sabado, dude.
And that's a
damn man. That was that song was ringing all throughout childhood days.
Should have won a Grammy. This I love you, Sabado. We had a lot of these like commercials, like
dude. Secreto ng mga guapo.
Yes,
Rico Yan.
Rico Yan. Yes.
Yeah.
He definitely took that to the grave. Like he just that secret, you can never find that out.
Another pool of hot chicks. All the Sabado nights commercials.
Inarimundo.
Right.
She's at the Mount Rushmore of like the Sabado night. She is the Sabado night girl.
She is the Sabado night girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even my wife would tease me if there was a girl that she would talk about who's like the example of someone sexy, she would say Inarimundo. Like, who's your Inarimundo? He's like, always say about that. Like, what are you talking about?
I would say when it comes to I'm very biased towards pretty faces. So if you would say sexy, they have to be pretty. Therefore I'd go for Christina Gonzalez.
Man, we're drinking from the same cup.
Right?
I used to remember her like Ginebra or Tanduay.
She was a Tanduay girl, right?
Yeah. And she's a Gonzalez. She's like, you know, this is like one of those girls that just realized that I'm too bored and I can't be poor. So I'm just going
to... Dude.
She's like Gretchen, but hotter.
Oh, she's way prettier, way hotter than Gretchen Barreto.
She's Romualdez now. She's like on the political side.
Obviously.
Wow.
Obviously.
Yes. Don Zulueta was hot too. I mean, that was the
There was a movie like a couple years ago or just, you know, maybe in the last decade. She had this movie with, I think, Richard Gomez, was it?
Or, I think they had, yeah. Goma.
But yeah, she was gorgeous, man.
Gorgeous, yeah.
After...
Like fine wine.
Yeah. Yes. Don Zulueta.
Remember Nanette Medved?
Ooh, that's also a nice name.
I'm trying to give you a bit to recall. Yes. Nanette Medved. Yes.
I always confuse Nanette Medved with Maritone Fernandez.
She is, I think, Eastern European, by the way.
Who?
She's like Nanette Medved. She's really? Like literally proper, like Kazakh or like from those parts.
No way.
Yes, she is. Like she's half Filipino, half Kyrgyzstan or something. Like proper,
all right.
Proper Eastern European.
No. So Medved was born in Hawaii.
Okay.
To a Russian father.
There you go.
And a Chinese mother. Really?
Perfect combo.
So she doesn't have an ounce of Filipino blood.
So technically, if you're Chinese and you're Russian, so you're from Kyrgyzstan. Yeah, because that's in the border.
Really?
Of China and Russia.
Okay,
yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Fun fact.
Cool. Fun fact. But yeah, Nanette Medved.
Yes. Mm. She was Darna. Speaking of Darna, Anjanette Abeyari, ring a bell.
Oh, man. I'm seriously, we're seriously going on full Tito on
Tito mode. Someone's archiving in the registry of Tito.
Anjanette Abeyari, yes.
Abeyari, sorry.
Anjanette Abeyari.
Yes. How about Amanda Page? You remember Amanda Page?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Those two. I mean, they were in risque movies, like movies that you would rent out in... like
rent out is an understatement.
Yes, you would rent the shit out in Aka Video or Laser Vision,
or during my time Music Vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So my first VHS was the weirdly titled 2 1/4 and a Half Days.
Oh yeah,
those were Kim Basinger, Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. Oh my god,
it was irreplaceable.
To me, the 28 1/2 weeks.
I'm even calling it different names because it's like really, really odd. 28 and a half weeks, it was, or days?
No, it was 28 and a half weeks because this was an iconic movie for me as well.
It's like erotica, no. But proper.
28 and a half days?
Days. It's got to be days. It's
sorry.
If it's a week, they should have gotten married, you know?
Wait, like, no. Hold on.
See, we don't even know.
Yeah, we don't even know.
Just type Kim Basinger.
Yeah,
Mickey exactly. Rourke, safe search off.
Dude, 9.5 weeks.
There you go.
What? It was 28 days maybe that I'm thinking a horror movie. But yeah, 9.5. This is an iconic
erotica
movie.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. The dance scene, the shower, the food.
Speaking of this genre specifically, do you remember the Spanish movie, Y tu mama también?
Yes. Right. Very risque, but I didn't go that far. Y tu mama también was too risque for me. Too risque.
No, it's not. I mean,
it had sensitive topics. It didn't. I watched it when I was in Cebu already,
Not a proper tito if you haven't watched Ito Mama Tambien.
You're not a proper tito if you have not watched or seen a copy of Tarzan X.
Yes, that's also true, dude. What was the term that we talked about before starting the podcast? It was a man of culture.
Yes.
And I would say yes. You wouldn't be a man of culture if you missed watching 9.5 weeks.
Yes, for research purposes.
For research purposes. Y tu mama también was one of them. Tarzan X, because that was really difficult to come by.
Yes, really back in the day. Difficult to find a decent copy which did not have any sticky stuff. In it, like whether a CD or
and to all the kids who are listening, 50 Shades of Grey didn't have shit on these movies.
Yes,
these were proper ones.
Yes,
yeah. All right,
we got carried away there.
Yeah, we got.
Yes,
we were too enthusiastic with those.
Yes, this segment was brought to you by Durex. Drive safely.
So before, and this is a confession, before this episode started, I was thinking that this was just, you know, how do I say this? It was supposed to be a, you know, do it on the fly kind filler, of episode, filler episode. Yeah. But this is turning out to be a wonderful one.
Wacky episode.
Some reasons, the memories are coming out of the woodworks, they're very vivid and crystal clear.
I think our minds. I think I took I probably grabbed and nagtabla ko one of your CDs and never returned you one. I remember getting one of your proper CDs.
Oh, you did?
I think I did. Yeah.
I used to remember my cousin.
I think you're missing some of your your stash from the local ones. Like you had local stash too. Like you had. But it's not yours. I think it's probably from a friend of a friend. Like maybe some guys.
No, that was
probably
from my cousins.
But from Baghdad, I guess? No?
Yes, no, I think
your cousin got from Baghdad and left in your house.
I think, you know how it is back in the day? It was like when you got these materials, we call it materials.
Materials, yeah.
It was passed on to a friend of a friend, cousin of a cousin and all that. And you wouldn't know what the source or who, you know, who was it from?
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
You called it what it was. It was a horny heirloom.
That's a very perfect description.
Heirloom, you're my cousin. Heirloom. And I think this is for, you're a man of culture. You're a boy of culture.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Food House Episode 9 entitled The Horny Heirloom.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent.
That's how things get passed on.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
Sorry, going back to the commercials, Vilma Santos for Esquinol.
Such a tangent.
Vilma Santos. Which, by the way.
ATV.
Which, by the way, ATV was a.
That vampire, yes.
Was a bomba star back in the day.
Back in the day,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
That sounds so boomer.
She was that bomba star or penne or sexy movies. Those were that's so boomer.
Yeah, that's so boomer.
Priscilla Almeda. Those are
my God. How do you remember?
rate from 1 to Priscilla Almeda.
All right, so
which is like also like Abhi Viduya, like proper Abhi Viduya. That's the one right there.
So since we're in that topic again,
who is coincidentally now hooking up with Jo Marie Illana. Look at that.
You have the Katia Santos.
Oh yeah, well that's pretty like recent, like the Viva Hot Babes.
Aramina, who looks a lot like my wife Shane, and she was being teased as Aramina before, yeah, when we were dating.
Oh no.
Diana Zubiri.
She's all right.
Dude, Sunshine Cruz is a hot mom these days.
Don't tell me that. Yeah. Just a scale of 1 to Sunshine Cruz.
Yeah.
Where is your horny heirloom?
Andrea Del Rosario. Sorry.
Andrea Del Rosario. Yeah.
I'm getting
Bulol.
Bulol here. Andrea Del Rosario.
Yes.
Yeah. Ina Raimundo. Aubrey Miles.
Oh, no.
Aubrey Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm seeing Priscilla Alameda here. Francine Prieto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just tall. Massive. Like the Marine Larrazabal, but just taller, I guess. Like, where did they find these girls? Like, they're really... Like, speaking of girls and looking at girls, there was a time... Back in the Tito days, that FHM was all the rage too.
Oh, dude. Yes.
Speaking of FHM, I would like literally take home copies from my friend, Makoy Kalo.
Are you implicating our friend for having these materials?
We both know that we had them because we got them for free. For some reason, they were like, oh, here's some FHMs.
By the way, those magazines were expensive back in the day.
Yeah, they were like, what, 300 pesos?
Yes,
400? They were expensive. Yeah. But I'm not implicating. Those were like, we were men of culture and we needed source of information about the ladies, the latest grooming kits. And
I'm one of those.
Haircuts.
Yeah, I'm one of those men of culture where I say I would get FHM to read articles more than looking at
I was more of an women. Article. Our article guy.
It was more fun to read rather than...
Yes, yes. I was reading like really topics.
You know what's interesting in that magazine is that they would, you know, I think it was towards the end or somewhere in the middle.
Confession of the Month?
Yes. Yes, my friend.
You are truly a man of culture.
Yes, that was the shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that was a 2.5 pager. Like they would just like really tease you into like imagining... What was the confession?
I salute and I give props to the editor of that magazine for that for that section of the magazine.
You know, the editor looked like nothing.
I'm pretty sure.
To like imagine some guy making FHM, he would be like, "This was him." I mean, I kid you not. I remember I was always laughing when I saw this guy. Before in the magazine, it was like
I think I saw one of the YouTube videos of an interview.
He was like, he was so happy about being the editor, and he's like not even like he's like a proper decent guy. I'm telling you, really, and you know it is what it is. It's It was syndicated from like a British, was it, or American magazine, and then they carried it in the Philippines.
Yeah, FHM. Is that still in circulation today, do you think?
I believe so, yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
If yes, I'd really want to get one for myself, to be honest. Let's see.
I would show you. This was the guy. This was him.
Yeah, the magazine is still there.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Oh, dude, I'd like to get one of those, to be honest.
I remember him. But
dude, there's a... Okay, I'm getting this.
What are you getting?
There's a digital subscription.
So you can read articles?
Yeah. What else? I'm a man of culture. No, I'm getting this.
Asunta. Wow. Now we're this full on tangent. Wow. This guy was really like the editor was. I just laughed out loud when I saw him in the like second page or third page. He was just like totally out of character. But imagine like.
All right, I'm gonna look into this. But if this is true that there is a digital subscription, yeah, this will be perfect on my iPad, to be honest.
Yes.
Yeah, so what were we talking about?
Well, FHM also had like a counterpart. So FHM also, there was another, I think, brand next to FHM. They had competition back in the day. So
did they?
Yeah, they had.
Really?
We were big on FHM, and then they had this.
What, the tabloids?
There was other magazines. No, not the tabloids, no.
Remember the tabloids back in the day?
Yeah, Bongga.
Yeah, the Bongga ones?
The Bongga ones, yeah.
Jesus.
Deliwayway, Bongga, Tempo. I always got Tempo because Rory was big on Tempo.
Dude, the Bongga ones had no chill. When they were like publishing all those sleazy stuff.
Very sleazy. Like they were writing chill. Like, dinukot niya ang kanyang, like really just sleazy writing. And like, while we sort of read through that, helped us with our Tagalog. helped me with my vocabulary, you know, gave me really good grades. So thank you.
I wouldn't be surprised if you were getting good at Tagalog for reading all
these.
Thank
you, Bongga. I wouldn't think I would say that ever, but thanks.
How should we end this? What do you think?
We should end this with a song. No. I don't know. You probably a list. If it ain't the list, it's...
Yeah, I mean, we went full on Tito, so let's end it with the full on Tito segment then.
Okay.
So, top three.
Okay.
Top three hottest. Or, no, sorry, not hottest. Top three crush. Celebrity crush.
Just Filipina? Or
Filipina.
Filipina?
Yeah, love your own.
This is tough.
Yeah, it is tough, right?
Top three, right?
Yeah, it is tough. Mm. So you have to choose carefully.
Can I have one? Just one. I have to have three?
You have to have three. Because we need to gauge the spectrum of your preference.
Your preferences?
Yeah. And you have to... So, this is hypothetical, right?
Just mindful about... The third one. I have two, but I don't have a third one.
So, you have to choose carefully because in this game, you will have a hall pass for these three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, this is like the cancer list.
Is it called the cancer list? I call it the hall pass list.
That's your hall pass. It's like, I just got it, like grabbed it years ago. Like, if you had cancer and you had a hall pass to, you know, get away with something before you die of cancer, these are the people that you...
Man, that's so morbid. Let's just call it the hall pass.
Yeah. Three, right?
Three. Choose carefully.
At three, I would say, God damn it. Let me go back. Man, this is really tough.
I know, right?
That's so tough.
There's a lot of gorgeous women.
A lot. I would say you took Christina Gonzalez. That's not going to work.
And whatever you choose, I cannot...
Yeah, you can't.
I cannot choose.
No, you can't choose.
Yeah. So you have to reserve.
Fine. I would say, okay, all right. So I got three. So
okay,
I always get teased by this by my wife. So obviously, Ina Raimundo.
Okay. That's your number three?
Number three.
All right.
Then I have Lucy Torres.
Nice choice. A man of culture. God.
And then I have top of my list. It's always going to be Marianne Rivera for some...
Okay, I'm gonna veto you on that because Marianne Rivera...
Is that yours?
No.
Is she because she's married?
No.
Dude, it's because she's...
Let's...
I'm not her type?
No. Because she's not under the Tito sphere.
Why?
She's younger.
She's younger?
She's like... We have to, you know, choose among the 90s to...
Fine.
The 90s celebrities.
Okay.
So you had, which, what was it? Ina Raimundo? Yeah, perfect.
Ina Raimundo,
Lucy Torres.
Okay.
Perfect. All right.
I give you, okay. It has to be Filipina? Can it be
Of course it has to be Filipina.
She was here for a time. Like she was a proper actress, like a Filipina actress before she went back.
What? Who?
Dayanara Torres.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah. I had like a thing for her too. Yeah.
So you like the tall...
Mestizas. Mestizas, yeah. I was into mestizas.
Right. Except for Ina Raimundo.
Well, it's all about the eyes and yeah, it's just that. I mean, I can't explain it. Like you really kind of like them. How about you? I mean, that was a really tough three.
So. Yeah, for me it's a weird list because I just thought about it now.
Yeah.
Number three, I'll go full on incest.
Full on bro on sis.
Bro on cousin, Shirley Fuentes, because I just got reminded of how beautiful that.
She's a looker, absolutely.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
That's a gorgeous woman. She's a
gorgeous cousin, yes.
Yeah, gorgeous cousin, and I'm going to claim her as my cousin. Shirley Fuentes on the third spot. Second spot, I would say Sunshine Cruz, man.
I did not select that because I knew you would say that. I just had a preference for Sunshine. It's just
it's
too perfect.
It's the, I think I have a thing for aging like fine wine, and Sunshine is just
that.
Holy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My that is Lucy. I mean, Lucy is like, what are you eating, girl?
And you know what? Also, in addition to Lucy Torres, is she's also smart, and
you know
the way that she handles herself in politics, ooh, plus points. Truly a man of culture if you're choosing Lucy. So,
that is a proper
that's a proper
send off to Lucy. Yes, and then what's on that list again? So you have your cousin.
Yeah.
You have someone who is aging like fine wine.
Yeah, aging like fine wine.
Like a proper MILF.
And Donna then, Cruz. Sorry, not Donna Cruz.
Sunshine Cruz.
Sunshine Cruz.
Okay. And then at number one.
Okay, so this is really, really difficult because I have to choose. If I'm going to get a hall pass.
Okay. All right.
I'll probably choose someone who's an eye candy all throughout.
Oh, no.
And that would probably be... Actually, I had a thing for Rica Perlejo. So I'll shift.
Change. Okay, you'll shift. Okay, fine.
So... I've always had a thing with Rica Perlejo, so I'll put her on the number three spot.
Okay. Rica on the number three spot.
Rica P.
Yes.
Sunshine Cruz.
Okay.
And my cousin at the top.
Shirley Fuentes. Your cousin, literally, like, on the top.
I'm going to make this list the weirdest list.
This has got to be this is the weirdest horny heirloom list you could come up with. So that's just about it, I guess.
I mean,
that's the episode.
That was a weird one.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It was a pleasant, nostalgic conversation.
Yeah, and also I'd like to invite the titos who are listening to the podcast.
And even the titas.
Yeah, the titos and the titas who obviously had celebrity crushes back in the day.
Yeah.
Please do comment them.
Yeah.
Share them with us. It'll be interesting to hear your choices.
Your choices, yeah.
And if there are any similarities out there. So do reach out to us and do comment on Facebook on who your celebrity crushes were.
Yeah.
Do limit them. So I would encourage you to limit them to the 90s or, you know, the childhood celebrity crushes, not including the recent generation.
Sure.
So another thing before we end this, we have upcoming guests in the next 2 to 3 episodes.
Watch out for those.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be a fun conversation. I'm excited.
Can't wait.
Excited for those. Tune in and then I think we. Oh, okay. So I'll postpone my greetings for the holidays towards the episodes because we still have a couple more before we edit for holidays. Yeah. So yeah,
but it feels that way. The holidays are fastly creeping in. That's gonna.
And we have our Inuman Christmas party as well tomorrow.
Looking forward to that.
So yeah, looking forward to that as well. So yeah, thanks again, guys, for sticking with us. There was a lot of, we were all around the place with this episode, but it was fun.
But that's by design, by the way.
All right, so this has been your host, Dave Fuentes.
And your Tito ng Bayan, Tito Mike Rodriguez.
And this has been episode 9 of Food House.
Food House Podcast.
Sure. See ya. Ciao.